Da Bears.
Sounds so good. That's all. What is up? The boys are back.
Football is back.
Episode 43 of the Bare Minimum Podcast. Guys.
Do we have a good 43?
Not off the top of my head. I got no one.
That's a weird number. That's like a hockey number. Joined with the bestest friends in the whole world, except Sammy Stats is not here with us today. He's got a leaky ceiling. Poor guy. Leaky ceiling. So today is a champions episode, right? We are joined.
The champs are here.
By a bunch of goddamn champions. Handsome men all around the table. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
And a champion.
Champion. Dollar Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Champ.
Current champ.
Current champ. You're welcome.
Chef Trev's here.
2019 champ.
Into the mic, Trev.
2019 champ.
There you go. Thank you very much.
There you go.
And Joe's here.
How's it going? I don't remember what year I won.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
So what? And then I'm Marcos, two-time champ. Thank you very much. Suck my dick.
There you go.
Guys, we all belong to this awesome beer league that we play. It's a fantasy football league. We've done it for, what, about 9-10 years now, I think?
Oh, this is actually the, I believe, either 14th or 15th year of the league. But most of these guys have been in it for almost 10 years.
An illustrious league.
It's awesome. There's a drinking game every year. We do a draft. We are actually, what are we, about an hour and a half away from draft?
Correct. We start the game in about an hour.
The earliest draft we've ever had.
Because we're all getting older and a little more busy.
It's a little alarming.
It's a little tough to take a whole Friday now, so we'll party on a Sunday.
I'm down.
Guys, today is... What is today? Sunday, August 7th. Holy shit. It's early. It's draft day. The calm before the storm. No beers are cracked just yet, but they're coming.
Not yet.
Boys, how the hell are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good, dude. I'm excited about, obviously, the draft and getting my fucking trophy. We have this weird thing where you don't get the trophy for the league until the draft day. Kind of weird.
Just because
you want it. But I'm really fucking excited to get it. Oh, yeah.
It's a glorious trophy.
I'm going to... Take pictures in all of your
houses. Well, the precedent was set where the one person received it on draft day, so they're like, motherfucker, I'm keeping this thing for my full year.
Oh, absolutely. And Mikey said he's going to change it this year, and I said, after. After
I
have
my
mine.
Year with the cup. Well, no, dude, it's like...
I can't wait to see how that goes. Like, if Mikey were to win...
You're going to have to come and take it, Mike.
I'm jealous of this trophy because when I won both times... It was the old trophy, the Death Hazard trophy.
Oh, that was handmade.
Sure. Yeah, it was a risk. It was
a tetanus shot waiting to happen.
Yeah, it was an old, I think it was one of Sammy Stat's old like Pinewood Derby car.
Can confirm that's what it was.
That his dad probably won.
Pappy made that car.
Pappy made that car, so it's his trophy. And then Sam just vertically cut Busch Light cans, hot glued them onto the side. And that was our trophy.
He stuffed like a foam football on top or some shit.
Yep,
like that.
And we just drew our names in with Sharpies.
So. Does anyone know where that is?
Sam still has it. I've seen it recently. I think it's in the basement.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should put it in a time capsule.
In a safety deposit box.
Yeah. Put it in the Smithsonian.
Imagine bringing that to the bank. Just be like, I like to put this in a box. What?
Can you insure this for $1 million?
How much room do you guys have in that vault back there?
No, the big one with the big dial.
You can insure.
Armed guards?
You can insure anything. You just have to have the money for it.
Yeah. Oh, guys, I'm so excited for this draft. So, guys, to fill you in on how this goes, every year the champion then decides our draft order for the following year, our draft game that we play on draft day for the following year. And so Dale won, so Dale's making the game this year, and we basically, there's drinking incorporated to it, we all get pretty inebriated, and then you go draft a team.
But I'll spill the beans since it's just champs here.
That's
it's
awesome.
Just champs at the table. So we're doing a small beer Olympics to keep it pretty quick, but we're playing like 3-4 games. Where you finish is a point score. That's where we determine. Little BP, little flippy, little chug, little boom cup with 12 people. Couple games. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
Okay.
Where you finish, we're going to play a couple games in it, though. But anyway.
I saw a great idea for how to decide a draft order. This would never work for our league because we have to get, piss drunk to draft.
Correct.
But I think I'm going
to
use this.
To.
Requirement.
I think I'm going to use this for my office fantasy league. I'm going to make everybody fill out a Little League World Series bracket. Ooh.
Nice.
And your standing in that is going to determine your draft order.
Oh.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to do was incorporate gambling. So everyone was going to have to place a $10 wager and then like a parlay or whatever, and however much money you walk away with.
Bet.
Like, take an easy bet. Okay, that's sure money. But if someone else hits, you're way behind them, obviously. So, like, I was going to use some of that. But our scheduling was tough for this draft, unfortunately.
Speaking of gambling, 1-800-GAMBLER.
1-800-GAMBLER.
I just got back from Canada for work.
Eh?
Visited, went to see old Brian.
You suck. You suck.
He's gone so big.
Oh, boy.
Went to the racetrack while up there. Bet a little ponies. Walked away even. Okay. Didn't really win. Didn't really lose. Decided, you know, I have this Canadian currency.
Little loony and
little toony. Already exchanged it once. Exchanging it again, I'm going to walk away with even less. So I'm either going to leave it here or I'm going to walk away with something worthy of exchanging again. So I went over to the blackjack table and put all of it on one hand.
What does that equate to in like our dollars?
Well, I had 100 Canadian dollars, which the
funny
money. had 100 Canadian dollars, which equates to like 80 bucks, 75 bucks, 75, 80 USD. And then
you can ask this D.
Just put it all on one hand of blackjack, and won. So just went 2-for-1 there and walked away. It was great.
That's awesome. You didn't win on the ponies or anything?
I won some races, lost other races. So I just walked away. Big pony plan.
I don't do that.
Remember when we went to Arlington?
I love the track. It's so fun.
It's going to be great when the Bears move there.
Do you guys know how to read the book at all? Or do you
no idea.
I understand what the book is telling me, but I'm just like, what the
big names guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, this isn't fucking
how does this relate to my life in any way? That's my horse.
This is like this isn't, you know, Churchill Downs or whatever.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm betting on drunken uncle.
Although,
yeah, every time.
The way I broke even was because I was down going into the last race. The book said that there was one jockey that places in the money for like over 50% of his races, and everybody else was like unlisted. I was like, oh, I'm going all
go with that
going all in on this jockey.
We
and then he
trend.
Won.
We got a trend.
And then he won. So
that's awesome. Guys, it's a great day. Like draft day is always fantasy football's back. Football is around the corner. Join with champions. This is always fun too. It's a prestigious group of guys. Are you guys in other leagues? Like a bunch of other leagues? You guys just do one?
Work league and then dynasty league.
Yep.
This is my only one this year.
Nice. Is that
so far? You never know.
Yeah.
You'll
so
always
I've,
get
I've been invited
in
to another
second.
One. Yeah. Not a work one, another buddy's one, but this is the one that matters.
Yeah.
I am in the Dynasty League as well with Jake and Marcos, as well as guest Jose.
Oh.
Friend of the show.
Intern.
Intern.
Joe, how many leagues are you in?
I only need one league.
Guys, just to paint the picture, Joe's got the long flow right now. He got the sunglasses on inside, maybe only two buttons on that button up.
That's a handsome man
It's a handsome man. Handsome, handsome man.
What's your hair routine? It's immaculate.
It looks good.
A lot.
It takes a lot to get there.
Yeah. He got up at 5.
That's awesome.
I actually did.
Guys, in honor of being surrounded by a bunch of beautiful, glorious champions, I, as your host, decided to make a game.
Let's do this.
Give the boys a game. Today, we will be playing the champions game.
Name that champion?
Yep. You're basically...
Okay.
All the answers will be a champion in some form or another. All right, we're going to have 10 questions. Write the answers down. I'm going to give it to you once. We'll go over it together afterwards when we're done. You guys ready? Play along at home.
Hold on. I'm getting my notepad open.
Let us know how it goes. Always like to hear from the guys and gals.
Do you have your notepad open yet? Aren't you IT?
Windows
mom. Word.
Oh, I should
enter.
Break in.
Does
I don't want the recording to break, so I'm just going to pull out a physical notepad.
This is a great podcast.
Bomb, bomb, boom, bomb, bomb.
Well, then we have another situation.
By the way, do we own rights to that music you played at the beginning of the show?
Tell Scott.
No, it's under 30 seconds, right? Isn't
yeah.
that the thing?
Tell Scott to call my agent.
Yeah, It's what my lawyer
it's
told
Dale.
me.
It's Dale.
I'm the agent.
Dale's the agent. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, guys. Number one. This Canadian-born MMA fighter was a two-division champ at both welterweight and middleweight and is regarded as one of the greatest MMA fighters of all time.
Yes.
Number two.
Correct.
Although his record of 7 championships is tied with Dale Earnhardt and Jimmy Johnson, he holds the records for most wins, poles, career starts, wins in a season, consecutive wins, and Daytona 500 wins, among other distinctions.
I don't know cars.
You said it's not Dale.
That was really pandering to Sammy Stats. It's a damn shame he's not here. Yeah, I know. Guys, number three, winner of the 1972 Super Bowl. This NFL team was led by third-year head coach Don Shula and achieved the only perfect season in NFL history. Name that team. Number four, winner of 15 major championships. He is tied for first in PGA Tour wins, ranked second in men's major tour or major championships, and holds numerous golf records, widely regarded as one of the greatest golfers of all time. Number five, winner of 23 Grand Slams. This American-born tennis player has been ranked singles world number one by the Tennis Association for 319 weeks, including a joint record of 186 consecutive weeks. Number six, this NHL team has won the Stanley Cup Championship 6 times in the franchise's history, 33, 37, 61, 10, 13, and 15, one of the all-time great dynasties in NHL history. Number seven, this semi-pro dodgeball team overcame a 4-man deficit to defeat the Globo Gym Purple Cobras in the American Dodgeball Association of America Tournament Championship game. Guys, number eight, an American former competitive swimmer. He is the most successful and decorated Olympian of all time with a total of 28 Olympic medals. Number nine, the winners of the 2018 Men's World Cup. This country defeated Croatia by a score of 4-2 to win their second World Cup in this country's history. And number 10, name the only 2-time champions in the history of the prestigious Beer League Fantasy Football League.
Go fuck yourself.
Wow! You guys need any again? Joe, how much sports do you do?
Not a lot. Mostly football.
There you go.
Fantasy football.
There you go. Fantasy football is a sport. You guys ready? Need other ones? Then we'll fly through answers really quick. Guys, again, let us know on the social medias how you did. We always like to see you guys getting involved with this. It's a blast. So number one, Canadian-born MMA fighter.
George St. Pierre.
GSP, also an actor. Look at him out here fighting in movies. Number two, although his record of 7 championships tied with Dale Earnhardt and Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, you said tied with Jimmy, so it's not Jimmy.
So it's not Jimmy.
Hold on, let me.
I have no idea. I just said Kyle Busch.
Dale Jr.
I said Richard Petty.
Nope, it is Richard Petty.
Shit.
You old dick Petty. Like
guys, the winners of the 1972 Super Bowl, only team with the perfect season in NFL history.
Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Number four, winners of winner of 15 major championships.
El Gato Grande.
Tiger Woods,
the
y'all.
Big cat. The big cat.
Winner of 23 Grand Slams.
Serena Williams.
All right, number six, NHL team, 1 Stanley Cup championships.
Blackhawks.
The Chicago Blackhawks.
Blackhawks.
Number seven, the semi-pro dodgeball team.
Your average Joe's.
Average Joe's gym.
We could play dodgeball.
We could play dodgeball.
I saw it on ESPN The O Show.
Number eight, an American former competitive swimmer.
Michael Phelps.
And Big Bong Guy.
Big Bong Guy.
What happened to that other dude?
Ryan Lochte?
Yeah, that's his name.
Right. He
Like, have a graceful fall to depths?
No, it was
graceful.
It was off a cliff.
I'm not sure so graceful.
It was off a cliff. Remember, he staged that he got, like, robbed in Brazil during the games down there and, like, got people in trouble. Total lie.
He did a juicy.
Mm-hmm. Not good. Number nine, winners of the 2018 Men's World Cup.
2018
Men's World
France.
Cup. France.
Francais?
The Franx.
And then the only 2-time champions in the beer league. The only question that matters.
Throb Donkowski.
Marcos and Sam. Throb Donkowski. No Consentar. Sam's was what? Sam.
Oh, I actually forgot about Sam, so I don't get that one. Right.
Damn. Damn shame.
I guess if you got one of two.
No, that's true.
You got it wrong.
I got that and Dick Petty.
You got Dick Petty?
No, I did not.
Oh, I think Trevor's the only one with Dick Petty.
Yeah, shot in the dark.
I mean, I got Dick Petty.
8? I got Petty Dick.
I got all right.
I got 9. I went 9 out of 10.
8.
As did I. 9.
Good stuff.
5 for 10.
Nice. Guys, anything else you guys want to go over right now? All right, so we are going to hear from El Cuñado. El Cuñado, not only did El Cuñado leave us, El Cuñado's also Moneyline Mike, for those that don't know. Moneyline Mike not only left us a sponsor, shout out Mike for the sponsor, but he also left us a voicemail. So let's hear what our guys got to say.
Yo, what's good, Bear Man Pod? How you guys doing?
Have not vetted this.
I'm here to start some shit today. Madden's right around the corner. I know we're all lovers of football. We better be lovers of Madden, right? So just got a few things for you guys. One on Madden ratings. What's the most egregious Madden rating you've seen so far? And what are all of your guys' favorite Madden game that you've ever played and why? And you can attach that to like a certain memory or just like the mechanics of the game. I want to know why you guys love Madden. Later.
Awesome question.
That's a good one.
No longer a Madden guy myself. Not an EA fan.
No matter what happens, the choice is on you. This is John Madden 2002. That was my game.
I can't.
Why?
When I, like, that year, me and my brother, we were, I mean, I'm probably 11 years old at that time. We just played a lot. Like, this was back, I'll say, like, back when, like, original Xbox and before, me and my brother played video games hard. So, like, original Halo, we were better than everybody else at that time. Everyone caught up, and I'm absolute dog shit now. But, like, we were just playing a lot at that time. 2002.
I wish Madden would go back to being a video game and not like a simulation.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I think how they overhaul like the physics and the mechanics every single year, it just creates bugs every single year. So I haven't played one in a long time, but I would say my favorite of all time is 04 with Vic on the cover, just because he was an absolute cheek.
I don't remember which year it was, but it's the first year that you could transfer your character out of NCAA into Madden.
Oh, that was like 14. That was like 13 or 14.
That was sick.
NCAA is coming back. Oh, my God. Guys, my favorite Madden of all time was Madden 10. Madden 10 with Larry Fitzgerald and Troy Polamalu on the cover.
Yep.
That one was an all-time. And I remember, so this is dating way back, what we're like 12 years ago. We were still in high school. Jose, the intern, was in it with us. We had a couple other people. You guys actually, I think, at one point played in like this league towards the end of its life. But at one point, we had about like 25 guys that were all playing a connected franchise mode, and we did like 10 years of it. Like, we played multiple seasons, champions, free agency, draft.
To where no one's got a photo anymore.
Yeah,
in the game.
Everybody's just computer generated.
I used to try and do that every time.
And I think that was also, that was right around the time where you could start importing draft classes.
Right.
So people would just go on and on like the community share, they would upload every year's most recent. So you would get a couple years worth of like actual prospects. So it was cool. Like, I know Madden gets a lot of shit. Like, I know EA more so gets a lot of shit because of, like, the quality of the game. And a lot of people say, you know, it's the same game year after year. But that game will always have a special spot in my heart. Like, dude, that's football. That's, like, again, I consume football in any possible way. So, fine. Video game, love games, love football. Why the hell not?
Me and my brother still keep a connected franchise. Like, he moved to Michigan. That's how we stay in touch. It's awesome.
It's the best. It's a lot of fun. So in regards to Madden ratings, I've seen a couple egregious ones, but I think there is none more egregious than the Darnell Mooney rating.
I didn't see it.
Darnell Mooney.
Is it less than 80?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, he's like a 77, 78 or something like that. He had identical stats to Terry McLaurin last year. Identical. Faster than Terry. Faster than Scary Terry. And Terry's a 91.
Oh, first off, Terry being a 91 is kind of egregious. That's a lot.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
But as an owner of Terry, I disagree.
Respectfully. Marcos, as a Madden, like resident Madden guy here, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I saw that Roquan isn't even a top 10 middle linebacker.
No.
Oh, that's egregious. That's right there. Egregious I'll take
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Madden doesn't You're love right. him like the NFL doesn't love him. Like,
but they didn't love him last year either.
He was an 89 last year, I think.
Roquan?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he's up there. It's that game that is always one of my favorite things to do is watching the rookies that get drafted and they do the interviews and they say, like, guess what your Madden rating is going to be? And it's like 67. What? Fuck. I can't play this game. Joe, are you a big Madden guy?
Yeah, but I stopped playing at like 16.
Madden 16 or when you were 16?
Madden 16.
Yeah.
But I do think it's funny. I've seen it go, like, the new Madden go on sale on Steam, like 10 times already since coming out.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there's some people that like don't even like Madden comes out like early, like August, like mid to end of August or something like that. Some people just wait until like Black Friday because then at least you're not paying full price and you win a little bit when it comes to EA. I really wish they put a little more time and effort into that game.
Just stop making a new game. Charge them, charge you for the roster import or something. Like if you want to do that, keep the game and then release a new one every 3 or 4 years and then just charge for a roster import. Stop selling a new $60 game.
I mean, realistically, the giant changes they make in mechanics every year aren't that giant. Like,
no, most of the time it's graphic changes. Yep. It's just like,
it's just animation changes.
Breaks the game.
Yeah, yeah, it's all it's animation changes, and yeah, exactly. So or, just stop doing that. Stop releasing a new one and just keep the game you have and do a roster import. What?
Sammy Stats, you're on the pod.
Sammy Stats.
Can you let me inside really quick?
Oh, okay. Let's Sammy Stats go. Is here, folks.
This is awesome. All right, so Sammy Stats will be joining us here in a second. Super excited. Damn, he missed the game. It's a goddamn shame. What are you going to do?
We'll ask him the racing question.
Yeah, that's the only one I really care if he gets or not.
Garage door app. He's coming in through garage.
Oh, you're so fancy. You're like that.
You're so fancy.
It is like that here.
This is a smart home.
That's the only smart piece in this home.
Isn't that a movie on Disney?
Remember, it had like the
smart house,
right? And then it like trapped the girl inside.
It was basically iRobot, but just like a smaller scale.
Oh yeah, that poor child.
Guys, anything else? Oh, please give us 1 second while we wait for Sammy Stats. Sammy Stats,
there he is.
There's a champ.
Yeah, he's a champion.
He's a champion. Welcome.
How's your leaky ceiling?
What is this for?
To give to Mikey while I'm not there. I just wanted everyone to know that I hate everything.
Nice.
And at this rate, I'm definitely going to be the first one to win three. So,
are you leaving?
Oh, I got to go back home. There's water coming through.
Did you drive out here just for that?
To get my backpack in case I have to call in draft picks.
Wait, ask him the racing question.
Oh, hey.
Oh, good.
Sammy Stats. I had a game, and the only one I need you to answer because I think you'll get it right. Although his record of 7 championships is tied with Dale Earnhardt and Jimmy Johnson, he holds records for most wins, polls, career starts, wins in a season, consecutive wins, and Daytona 500 wins, among other distinctions. Negative. Richard Petty.
Not a racing guy.
Fraudulent racing guy.
Fraud.
Fraud.
Wait, you said Richard Petty or you said Earnhardt?
I said Earnhardt and
the Terminator.
Jimmy Johnson.
Petty's the king.
That's why I don't trust walls. One killed Dale Earnhardt.
Bye, Sammy Stats. Love you, bud. Damn.
Took out the king.
You say you don't trust walls?
Yeah, they killed Dale Earnhardt.
Moving on. Moving all the way on. Guys, we'll get into some sports minutes, all right? We'll go around the city of Chicago. We'll touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams, see what's going on the Chicago sports land front, and we will talk about the Chicago Blackhawks. Producer Jake, take it away.
The Blackhawks are a hockey team.
Professional?
They are a professional hockey team. Patrick Kane is still a Blackhawk, and I've decided I'm going to watch every game this season until he is inevitably traded.
That'll be like a trade deadline.
I hope so. Well, I don't hope so.
You don't have to watch that much.
That's still a lot of hockey. The trade deadline is only like a month or two before the end of that season.
Damn. They're gonna get a lot for him. They're gonna get a lot for him. That's how it goes.
And then I will become a fan of whatever team he goes to, as long as it's not the Blues.
Oh, really? Like,
what about the Wings?
Like a multi-fandom thing, or
I'll just be following that team. I'll be following Patrick Kane until his career is
He's
over.
He's a rental, just like Kane is.
A LeBron fan, basically. it's like a true LeBron fan. Guys, what about the Chicago Bulls?
Vooch might get extended? Question mark.
I'm all in favor for that.
For the right price.
You sold me on this. So, I was originally out.
So, yeah, Dale was out. We talked about it a little bit before in a little pre-show meeting. It sounds like they want to extend Vooch. Vooch is down to get extended too. And this, if you're just strictly from a value perspective, if Vooch's value is low right now, if everybody's as down as the narrative is on Vooch, then why wouldn't you? He's still late 20s, early 30s. He's still productive. He's not coming off his career year, which is going to cost you the most. This is one of those things where if you're extending him, you're basically saying, hey, I know that you can give us considerably better than what you just gave us last season, so we're going to pay you and prove it. This is a gamble, though. It is a gamble because if it is a trend and his numbers do continue to decline, depending on how long and how expensive this extension is, then you're dealing with, like, immediately the dynamic changes. Now, every time Vooch steps on the court, you're hoping that he meets that contract. It's a risky game to play sometimes, especially with big men.
It's all about the price.
Yeah.
Right price, I'm cool with it.
Yep. No news on Lonzo. Knee still bugging. Goran Dragic officially signed that tender. I think it was like $3.9 million plus. He's got a bunch of like performance incentives and stuff. So you could see big minutes out of Goran Dragic this year, and it's to be expected if Lonzo misses considerable amount of time.
Yep.
Moving on to Chicago Cubs. Dale, take it away.
I don't want to talk about them for long because I want to be happy today. It's a fucking clown show. We didn't trade Wilson or Ian Happ. Like, we traded a bunch of relievers for a bunch of young people. Like, we flipped a short, AAA shortstop. Yeah, it's just a clown show.
How could you get to the deadline and not trade?
The only thing is if they re-sign Wilson. And it just makes no sense to do. So why do it?
Why?
I'm speechless. It's a fucking clown show. They're going to lose 100-plus games this year and next year.
Well, and like the Ian Happ thing, I get because
they got him for another year.
Ian Happ is still on another year control. If he goes out and balls next year too, trade him at the deadline next year, and you can get a really good return.
But see, it's too late. Ian Happ was an all-star this year, though. In actuality, he should not have been an all-star.
You keep saying that, but like on his resume, he is an all-star.
That's why you should have traded him directly after that game.
Agreed.
Before the next series started that Thursday or whatever it is, but we're fucking. Ridiculous. It's like Ted Lasso's management where she's trying to tank the team. That's what it feels like to me.
Well, and it just makes no sense strictly from like have you no morals? Have you no soul? Like, these guys literally were standing in the dugout crying. We had to see two crying, hugging videos, lines, and everybody saying thank you. And you sold out the stadium because you were going to see Wilson and Ian's last game. JK.
Had a curtain call.
These men cleared out their Instagrams, remember?
Yeah.
He did the social delete. You kept them.
Oh, God. Did he restore those?
I don't know.
Because you can just archive them, not delete them.
I fucking hope not. I hope he's just waiting for to get out of here and play for a good team. I love him. I want him to do well. I'm done talking about the Cubs. They're awful.
Oh. Well, before we move.
Yeah, hold on. Wait, I don't want to be done with the Cubs yet.
Go ahead.
Well, If you don't, you're not going to extend him because to this point, the Cubs haven't offered Wilson a contract extension. Mm-hmm. They have not even put an offer on the table.
Yep.
So you're going to get a comp pick if he hits free agency. You're going to see that compensatory pick in what, 5-6 years? You mean to tell me that you think whatever you're going to get in 6 years is better than the production that Wilson could give you in the next 4? Even if he's not catching every day. Even if he's your backup catcher and he's your DH.
Yep.
They're going nowhere fast. But the Marquee Network, pay for our subscription
service.
I won't
even watch the games now because the Marquee Network's ridiculous. The shit's expensive.
Have you watched a game this year?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
But through Reddit.
I have not. I don't have Marquee. I've probably watched 3 games all season.
Ooh.
What's the point?
Oh, yeah. They're also bad.
They're
actually playing
team.
Really well right now. They've beaten some good teams recently in like a handful of games. I think they just beat the Mets a couple times. But anyway, like even if they're playing good baseball, it's not worth watching.
You're at the point right now where like in sports, you're playing a really risky game and you're walking a fine line when it comes to having fans be apathetic. You come home and your wife says, "What the fuck? Where the fuck were you all day? What the hell were you doing? Why didn't you call me back? Hey, you're in a good spot because she still loves you. You come home, she doesn't say a word to you. We got issues." It's the same scenario. It's the same exact thing as, hey, I care so little about this team that it's like, hey, whatever.
But we keep packing that stadium. We just keep filling that
30,000 because the venue sells, like Jake said. That venue sells, that venue draws. You want to go and you want to take the picture in front of the marquee. You want to do all that stuff. All right. Stockholm Syndrome in its finest.
We're cool. Also a week away from the Field of Dreams game.
Oh, my.
We have the Reds.
Which is funny because you both obviously forgot about it because they just haven't advertised that game. I remember last year being shoved down everyone's throat.
The buildup of like Tim walking out of the corn and like they did so much promo. I completely forgot about that game.
Yeah, and they're just I saw a picture of the field on Twitter this morning. I was like, oh right, that's
happening.
My God.
Against two dog shit ball clubs.
You're gonna have guys walking out of the corn that people are literally like, who? Like I look
These
at
are
this
actual ghosts.
Yeah, I look at this lineup and it's actually like I don't know who I'm looking Shoeless at on a day to day basis.
Coming out of the corn.
They should just turn the White Sox and the Yankees again.
They really
should have. That was a great game. This is even if it's a good game, like
didn't TA hit a home run to
walk it off? Yeah.
That was a great game.
Yeah.
God, the Cubs are dog shit.
They should have been able to flex like the NFL. Like you flex somebody else out, put the Yankees back in against.
Yeah, maybe like Giants Dodgers.
You had all year to flex that out. I mean,
it makes no sense.
Hey, fuck you! Don't flex my team. I get to flex my team. Right. You don't get to flex my team.
We're flexing your team.
Yeah, at least we get to watch them now because they're on national. So that'll be fine. The Cubs make me sad. Speaking of make me sad, producer Jake and Chef Trev, diehard White Sox fans. Talk to us about what's going on the South Side.
They're fucking average.
Fucking basic.
That's a great description for the White Sox. This is just an average, mediocre team.
They play 1970s baseball. They have 11 hits in a game and score one run. It's like, I mean, I said it last week. Ball go far, team go far. And we're bottom five in home runs hit on the season. It's
with
whack.
Power in the lineup, it makes no sense.
Well, Eloy's come back and like, has immediately just started smashing home runs, which is nice. Grandal's back, but he's still just...
You guys know the last time Yasmani Grandal hit a home run, the conference championships were happening in basketball.
God.
Wow.
That's the last time Yaz hit a home run.
I watched him run from first to third last night or two nights ago. It
took two nights.
It took two nights. It was so slow. And he batted second last. Tony fell asleep in the dugout.
Oh, that video was bad.
If you guys had to guess what percentage of the White Sox hits this season are singles, what would you put it at?
64.
Take the over.
Yeah, I'll take the over to like 70. Yeah.
Wow.
They just hit singles.
There's no power. Well, the power's there, but it's not producing.
They don't slug. Yeah, it's...
You guys have a... decent amount of power too.
It's so frustrating.
Amount, Sheets, Vaughn, although Abreu,
Abreu's showing up.
Eloy,
Abreu's showing up. All of a sudden, August Abreu is
never sleeps.
It is forever a thing.
It's, we know. Me and Dale and Sammy Stats know too well. We know this story. You know, when you see the lineup and you see the team on paper and you say, "Hey, this should work."
Mm-hmm.
Productive power, speed.
And we didn't do anything at the trade deadline. We picked up Jake Diekman. That's it.
Just to do it.
One left-handed arm.
I think that's the most egregious part of the trade deadline for the White Sox is that like you have holes. You have holes throughout. You probably could have used two bullpen arms. You could have used a starter. You need left-handed power like you've always needed.
And then the news comes out that they were trying to trade for Ohtani.
Yeah.
Which comes out after the Angels are like, Ohtani's off the board. And then they announce, oh, we were in the mix. We were trying to land Ohtani. It's like, fuck you. You were not. Like, clearly you just were nowhere close.
Jerry called like, do you guys have somebody named Shohei? Yeah. Okay, thanks. And that was the call. Just made a call. That was it.
What do you think the Sox have to send for Shohei? I'm just ballpark it. Just asking.
The farm. I mean... the Angels would probably want. I mean, you'd probably give up a major leaguer.
So it's probably Lou Bob.
Maybe, or Vaughn, or
Lou Bob.
I think what.
If you wanted to give an arm, you could have done Kopech, I suppose.
I think Robert's contract setup makes him equivalent to two top prospects. So I think, like, if the White Sox were after Soto, it'd be Robert going as the key piece, and same for Ohtani.
But I don't think Robert gets you to Soto or Ohtani.
Well, then you
wouldn't be
right.
Just
it'd be
no.
Then
Colson Montgomery,
Colas,
Oscar Colas. Yeah, you're sending everybody.
Not Cespedes.
I don't know. We have a pitcher in the pipeline that's supposed to be solid.
Yeah,
it'd just be harvesting the entire thing. And yeah, I don't know. With the deadline for me, it was hard to see them not do anything. But the prices were so high, and we don't have shit. So.
And I think Rick Hahn has trouble pulling triggers on big deals because he preached the whole sustained success thing, which granted we're not doing at this moment, but I don't think he's ever going to be able to leverage the future unless he sees a light at the end of the tunnel where he's like, oh, we're for sure in this thing. So
at what point do you guys as Sox fans, like, because in down seasons, in like underachieving seasons, there's a lot of finger pointing. It's Tony La Russa. It's underperforming players. How often does the finger get pointed at Rick Hahn? How much do you guys put on Rick Hahn and this roster that he's constructed that is littered with holes?
Mm-hmm. I think there's plenty of fans that will go after Hahn. I mean, this past offseason, there's plenty of guys on the table that could have filled these gaps.
Could have gotten Schwarber.
We just continue to roll with Larry Garcia. Granted, Josh Harrison's been good, but that's not a lockdown second baseman that can get on base at a 300 clip. Right field, we're still starting two first basemen in the corner outfield every other day. There's problems, and I mean, we're one of the worst defensive WAR teams in the outfield.
Well, we have two first basemen every other day playing the corners.
Yeah.
Gavin Sheets, Andrew Vaughn are routinely starters in the outfield.
Yeah.
This is
the gaps were there in January.
So. After the Cubs won, they just rolled that same squad out there and thought it would win again. It's like the Sox had a great roster going into the year, and they're like, they had the opportunity to improve it. No, we'll roll with what we got.
And it's just complacency then.
Yep.
It's like, hey, like, yeah, you were good, but if you didn't reach the mountaintop, don't you need to get better?
Mm-hmm. And what was the big offseason acquisition? Was it Lurie coming back?
Basically.
The Pollock trade, I would
say.
Oh, yeah.
The big one.
It was Pollock, Harrison, and we signed Lurie for like $4 million a year.
Like I said, Cubs rolling the same roster out there. It's the White Sox going, no, we got this.
We're going
will be
it.
Healthy this
and
year.
And Lurie's just awful. I mean, he's batting sub 200, I think.
But come on, he can play four positions.
That play at third base when he got thrown out, like...
Backpicked
at third.
I mean, base running in general has been...
abysmal.
Fucking egregious. I mean, it's terrible. But bright spot on the team, Dylan Cease.
Dylan Cease is the shining star.
AL Pitcher of the Month 2 months in a row.
2 months in a row, first time that's ever happened for the White Sox.
He's got like some crazy streak right now.
We've only had a pitcher win Pitcher of the Month twice. There's only been like four or five pitchers in the White Sox history that won Pitcher of the Month twice, and it's usually over multiple years.
Yeah.
And he did it back to back. And then, yeah, like you just said, 13 starts in a row of five innings or more, sub one ERA. First time since like 1908 or something like that.
Yeah,
DeGrom had the record with 12.
And Cease set it in the modern era.
I'm trying to see what you could – I can't find it right now, sorry. But I wonder what you could get Dylan Cease for AL Cy Young.
Cy Young. It opened the season like 600 or 900. The problem is Verlander's going to have a bad – even though Cease has more strikeouts – and he's right behind him in ERA and all of that. I think Verlander's got more wins, and then the story, the writers are just going to bring in Verlander, are going to do Verlander, unless if Verlander falls off.
Which is tough because he hasn't fallen off since he came back.
Insane.
Dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Verlander, McClanahan, and Cease are the top three.
Yeah, I think
Verlander gets the story.
Yeah, so. Cease is a hard second right now. Because McClellan's had a couple of bad weeks here, and then if Cease would have to just continue this for the end of the season, basically.
$1 million was the difference between Verlander being a Chicago Cub or not. I'll forever hate Theo for this one, Theo and Jed.
Fuck them.
Oh my god, guys! Anything else on the White Sox? Joe, anything else on the White Sox?
We're good.
they got to start winning the first games of series. They lose the first game every time.
That's not how you win series.
Yeah, you just need them to go on a – why can't they – like with why, that lineup, dude, why can't you win like 15 of
They
19?
Haven't had like a four- or five-game winning streak since the first month of the season. They had like eight in a row to start the season.
The Cubs just had one.
And then that was it. Now they just either tie series or win by one. It's so frustrating.
Dude, the –
But the goddamn division won't let them lose. The division just keeps them in it. They're forever two or three games back.
To get bounced in the first round. It's unfortunate.
Same with the wild card. No one's running away with anything right now, which is just crazy. So they could still do it.
I can't believe you ended
I'm going to end on that.
Guys, moving on to the beloved. Football is right around the corner. We got minicamp going on right now. Roquan is still a hold-in. Still no word on that contract extension. I wonder how off they are. I wonder if Roquan wants to be paid like a pass rushing linebacker and not a coverage linebacker. He represents himself. He doesn't have an agent. I wonder what the disconnect is here. There's going to hit a point here where, like, if you're not going to extend him, trade him.
Yep.
I hate saying that. But if you as an organization make the determination that, hey, Roquan doesn't fit our body type, our attributes for what we want in our Mike linebacker or our Will linebacker, you got to trade him. You cannot let this guy walk for nothing.
But there's also no way he doesn't fit that profile.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
I think we just pump the brakes on all that. I think they're just taking their time. They'll figure it out. I'm not worried about it.
That's the one thing about Chicago is, like, they'll pay their stud linebacker, I feel. Genuinely.
You should. I mean, you made Khalil Mack, albeit for 10 minutes. You made him the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. Like, you can spend the money.
Yep.
I don't know what else has to hit you in the face for you to see that, like,
yeah, and I think
this guy plays.
I think being your own agent is tough, too, because when you have an agent, you know, they go in, the organization says, no, he's not worth, your guy's not worth that, he's worth this, and then your agent says, no, he is worth this, blah, blah, blah. Now you're a player representing yourself going in, and your organization is, no, you ain't shit, you're worth this, and then you have to fight that for yourself.
And, like, if this gets testy, then they do reach a contract extension, there's got to be a little bit of weird awkwardness to it.
True.
Like, hey, I know we're all good now because you paid me a lot of money, but you didn't think I was shit. I had to beg you for this money. So
it's business.
How do you feel? It is business. It 100% is business. Speaking of business, Tevin Jenkins. So Tevin Jenkins back at practice after missing 6 practices. You guys know in his 2 years being a Chicago Bear so far, the man up until yesterday's practice had 1 training camp practice under his belt.
Mm.
It's... I don't know what's going on. There's reports that he's feuding with the coaches, that he might be lacking a little bit of mental fortitude. There's a bunch of different things going out there. There's even people talking about possibly trading him.
All noise.
I am so against trading Tevin Jenkins. It's not even funny.
You get nothing for him. There's no point to him.
You're going to get like a conditional 6-round pick at this point.
You need bodies.
Figure it out.
It's all noise.
Tevin Jenkins might be the most talented offensive lineman on this roster right now.
I saw comments from Tevin saying, like, yeah, you know, I'm getting back in the mix. Like, everything's fine,
yeah,
basically.
He didn't disclose the injury, so it makes you...
Hot hoop.
I wonder if it's not a physical thing. I wonder if it's more of a mental thing. In an age where, like, we're super, super cognizant of, like, mental health and, like, making sure that people get help and all that stuff. Like... I think we walk a fine line between, like, being angry that this guy's not out there and being inconsiderate if the guy's going through something. And that's where, like, beat reporters and, like, media guys have to be able to read the room. You know, you're in it way more than we are. You hit a point where it's like, hey, you hear any of that? Okay, not my beef.
And we just went through this with Tariq. Like, yeah. we just went through this. He sat out that whole year. So, yeah, it's just... It's good to have him back at practice. Again, I don't think you have any value for him if you try and trade him. Frankly, you need depth. But talking about the O-line, can I change the topic?
Sure, please.
Did you see that the Bears were ranked like...
Oh,
the,
God, I knew you were going to do this.
Because I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like with the
top
recent...
Top 15?
Yeah, they're ranked like... I think
10 and 11.
10 and 11 for pass rush efficiency and... run game efficiency, run blocking efficiency, whatever it is. I forget what they're called. But anyway, just laughable. Absolutely laughable that they ranked that high.
How? Not many offensive lines. Like, offensive lines in general across the league, there are very few where you would consider the entire unit, like, a unit. Like, offensive lines all throughout the league have holes. You added a guy like Riley Reiff and Michael Schofield, who statistically are winners of their position battles. We talked about that a lot with Jason
right.
Peters. Like... It's not a terrible group. They are not bottom 5 offensive line in the league.
Right, but we just drew the comparison of Jason Peters last year. How did that experiment go?
Jason Peters had an above average year last year. Other than the first 2 weeks, like go back and look at it. He graded on Pro Football Focus as one of the better left tackles in the NFL.
That's scary to me.
Surrounded by a bunch of other bad offensive linemen. Like I said, Riley Reiff. Riley Reiff. I think there's a big... I think how it ends up shaking out is like they are in love with Braxton Jones.
It sounds like
Braxton Jones. I think Braxton Jones will end up playing left tackle for you for the next 10 years. Riley Reiff will be your right tackle. If you can get Tevin Jenkins to accept a position change to go play guard, he's a mauler. You always need that inside presence, especially when you're going to be a run-heavy team like that. Boom. Then you got Cody Whitehair, and then you got Lucas Patrick, Patrick Lucas, whatever his name is. Like, it's not terrible. It's not terrible.
If I would have told you 2 months ago that your rookie fifth-round draft pick will be your starting left tackle this year, how would you feel about that?
I'd feel like I felt the whole
great
time.
Great value.
I'd feel like I felt the whole time that it's probably not going to be a great year, but if he balls out and beats a couple other guys in camp,
right,
I'm immediately excited about this left tackle. That's the thing. If he's my starting left tackle, I know that we might have something here.
I'll take it. I mean, we got to be hopeful, right? You have no reason to believe that he's not going to be decent.
Yeah. Have you guys been following along with like training camp and anything, Twitter and everything? I mean, from what it sounds like, defense has been winning against offense, and that's normally the case with training camp. You know, the offense takes a little longer than the defense, who's more reactive. So a little clunky at times.
N'Keal Harry went down.
Damn.
Brian Pringle?
No, Byron Pringle. He just was out. I think he had like a veteran day yesterday, that hot day, Friday, Saturday.
I thought we lost two receivers the other day that went down. I know Harry went down, had to be helped off the field.
Yeah, he couldn't put any weight on it. If he ends up having a bad injury, it was a lottery ticket. Seventh round pick, we can stomach that. First preseason game, August 13th against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's the Matt Nagy revenge game.
And there will be starters playing. What Matt said. Or not, sorry. No, yeah, still Matt.
That is what Matt said. That is what Matt said. Yeah, did he say how long they'll be playing?
He has not.
They'll
probably just a quarter.
Yep, probably a quarter.
You think?
I think they're getting playing time.
Oh, wait, because now preseason's three games,
right? Correct.
Yeah, so then, yeah, you'll probably...
play a whole quarter.
You'll probably have him play a quarter, at least a few series. Let's see. I'm excited. Line is still 6.5, but now you got to lay a big number to get that. You're basically laying like...
Points or wins?
Wins.
Oh.
So it's like Vegas still has it at like 6.5. I mean, you got to lay like $1.45, almost $1.50 to go and get that. Like, And at this point, like with bookmakers and stuff, that line's not moving anymore. Like it's going to be 6.5, and then you're going to have to juice at that point. Over.
Under.
Feeling the under on that?
Under.
We'll get a show back going. Guys, in a couple episodes here, since our beer league is drafting a little earlier, normally the right time to draft is like week 3, week 4. We'll have Jose on here in the next couple episodes. He is also not only a big Packers fan, he's really good at fantasy football. So Jose will talk fantasy football with us. He'll give us a little draft guide, little preview, his strats, go around, maybe give you some sleepers.
It's the advice you didn't ask for.
See how you do. Yeah, unsolicited advice, but you'll get it here for free. So, guys, anything else on the beloved?
Bears.
Guys, moving on then. Do we have a Sammy Stats question of the week this week or no?
I don't think so. Poor Sammy Stats is having a leaky ceiling.
Got a hot hoop.
In the meantime, Schmegmans?
Let's do some Schmegmans, guys, and we'll wrap it up. Let's go win a championship. For this week's Not That Guy, Joe, start us off. Who's your Not That Guy this week?
Ceilings.
Okay.
Because it would have been really great to have Sam on.
Yeah, would have been nice.
Plumbing as a whole.
Oh, dude, I'm paying so much money for plumbing right now. Anyway,
how long do you guys think we're gonna hear about this ceiling? If we heard about the bathroom for 3 months,
6 months was the bathroom.
Well,
the bathroom was an ongoing
ongoing thing.
I think it was like 6 months, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Jake's like, yeah,
no, yeah.
He's like, I was there.
Was an ongoing thing. This just kind of popped up. So I think this should be relatively quick.
But isn't this the second time this has popped up?
Do we think the bathroom and the ceiling are
tied together by chance?
No, I don't think so, because this was an issue when he moved in.
I actually need to know that, because I'm going to ask that
when he literally when they got the house the first week this happened.
That's
and
right.
And they had fixed it, like cut the ceiling open and everything, you know,
patch the hole,
fix the problem, and it was good until today. So it's been almost a year since the problems occurred.
Not good.
Less than ideal for sure.
Yeah, not good. Chef Trev, who is your not that guy?
My not that guy, forever not that guy, is Alex Jones.
Fuck motherfucker, that was my not that guy. 2 weeks in a row.
Hilarious.
You get what you deserve.
What happened with Alex Jones, for those that don't know?
I'm sure most of you know, but InfoWars, Sandy Hook denier.
Flew too close to the sun.
Absolute fuck that guy. Bankrupt that man.
It's like yeah, 14 awful. Million bag fumbled.
The video he went where from, he learns that they have his taxi.
Yeah.
he
went from like spewing obviously just absurd conspiracy theories that were just in no way real to like inching into reality. You know, if you just flew too close to the sun, keep it so far right that it's not believable. Like frogs being gay, you know. Leave it
frogs
over there. Leave it over there.
And birds aren't real.
And then you came too close to reality.
Why did you guys just say frogs aren't gay?
Frogs are gay. Frogs are gay.
That was an Alex Jones thing.
Oh, I didn't.
Birds are not real.
I don't watch it.
That's like a fact thing.
I forget what
birds are surveillance drones.
The robots.
I forget what the reasoning was, but something was getting into the water and was turning frogs gay. The Alex Jones story.
That Adele. Who's not that guy?
The Cubs. Yep, it's the Ricketts. And for that matter, Jed.
The Marquee Network.
Yep, you guys are not that guy. I hate you.
Producer Jake, do you need a minute?
You can be Alex Jones, too. Fuck that guy.
Yeah,
exactly. Double down.
Double down. Guys, my not that guy is Dana White.
Oh, really?
Why?
My not that guy is Dana White for what he did to Nate Diaz. So, Nate Diaz has been in a contract dispute. He's been wanting to fight his last fight so he could get out of the UFC, go fight another circuit like Bellator or something like that, make a shit ton more money. So, after begging and pleading for his last fight to get out of this contract, who does Dana White line him up with? Khamzat Chimaev. That big fucking middleweight that everybody's talking about is going to give... Izzy a run for his money. Remember the guy that Omar was talking about? He knocked that guy out in like the first round, first minute.
Yeah.
So enjoy Nate. That's dirty. He's one of your legends. Give him a fucking cupcake fight. Let him get out of this contract and go. You're gonna get this man's head kicked in. With that being said, might get some good value Nate Diaz. So let's see how that plays out. So
I look forward to Omar's call.
Yeah, Dana White, you're not that guy.
When's this fight?
I don't know if it's the next event or it's the next pay-per-view event. I don't know when that is.
Look forward to Omar being here and telling me what to bet on.
We'll hear from Omar. We'll do an Omar's Corner. That'll be a lot of fun. Guys, who can or cannot dog sit for you? We'll go back. Producer Jake.
Dog sitting for me is going to be Rich Ornberger.
One more time?
I don't know. I'm probably not pronouncing it. Ornberger.
Okay.
Former Patriot, okay? So he was going to practice, but he was super late, and he was afraid that if he showed up late, he was going to get cut by Bill Belichick, was just going to cut him, right? So he crashed his car just so he could have a viable excuse saying, I'm not going to make it to practice, got a car accident on the way in, I'm super sorry. So that's dedication.
Super sorry.
That's dedication to the job, saying, you know, no matter what, I'm going to keep this job.
And he mentioned, like, I'll happily pay the insurance instead of having to tell Bill Belichick that I'm late.
Oh, yeah. Car repair is significantly cheaper than losing your contract.
What happened to your mic there?
What do you mean?
You've been losing mic here for a little bit.
Mic check?
There you go. You're back. Daladale.
Watching... The chief marketing officer for the Bear Bin Pod will be Wilson and Ian because they're still fucking here.
For the time being.
So mad.
What a joke. Chef Trev, who can or cannot watch? So give us who can and can't. And because we haven't met your dog yet, we the group. tell us about your dog.
So I have a 6-year-old best boy, Frankie. He's a beagle and he's an absolute menace to society.
Frankie. Best boy.
Watching Frankie, watching from above, is an absolute legend of the game, Vin Scully.
Oh,
the
great pick.
Former Dodgers commentator. He had a 67-year career. He called 25 World Series, 12 no-hitters, and 3 perfect games. And a great stat is he called 5% of the all baseball games.
Incredible.
5% of every baseball game ever played was called by Vin Scully.
Incredible.
Just an all-time storyteller, an all-time like ambassador to your game, called, and like multiple games.
Called games by himself.
Yeah.
Didn't have, you know, color and play-by-play. It was just Vin Scully.
There's a reason that like across the media world, across like broadcasts and stuff, everybody has a Vin Scully story. One, because he was around for 67 years, so at some point you ran into him. But like the guy talked to the popcorn guy like he talked to the CEO the same way. Like, and people like that flourish. So, agreed.
Great pick, Trev.
Joe, who's watching your cat?
It's actually a bearded dragon, and his name is Morty.
Oh, Morty.
And
Morty.
Hot Dogs is watching Morty because he's super dependable.
Hot Dogs. Hot Dogs, for those that don't know. Hot Dogs is my brother-in-law. Shout out Hot Dogs.
Okay, there we go. What's up, Hot Dogs?
Guys, and so who cannot dog sit for me? Who cannot watch Gus Boyanosa? Mitch Trubisky stands, right? They cannot. Apparently, surprise, surprise, Mitch Trubisky has sucked it up at Steelers training camp so far.
Ah.
In a red zone drill, I think he's like up until Friday, he was like 0-16 on like red zone attempts and completions and things like that. He's just not, he's not it. He's a career backup. He's a journeyman quarterback. And anybody that said, new system, he's going to flourish. We don't know what we had. Yeah. Enjoy this.
Well, I think this is also going to show that, you know, no matter how good of a coach you have, you still have to have a competent guy under center. You know, like everybody's like, Mike Tomlin can get 10 wins out of any team. Well, he still had a Hall of Famer quarterback under center, like making decisions at
That's
the
what
line,
matters.
Right? So you don't, he's not going to have that this year. He's going to have Mitch Trubisky or a rookie, or I mean, well, Mason Rudolph's not technically a rookie, but one of those three dudes.
Or, yeah, Kenny Pickett.
Or Kenny Pickett, who is the rookie. One of those three dudes is going to be under center, and none of them have a lick of experience in comparison to Roethlisberger.
I don't want to say anything bad about Mike Tomlin because it's not like, don't take it this way. Because I agree, he's great. He's a Hall of Fame coach and all that stuff. I would love if Mike Tomlin was the coach of our beloved. But it's also pretty nice when you have the likes of Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, you had Juju, you had Emmanuel Sanders, you had Hall of Famer Heath Miller.
I got Najee.
Najee Harris.
Guys, it's just it's
like a top 10 defense
for years and years. Yeah. So don't get me wrong. It's great to be a successful coach, but when you have a successful coach, that means you had a successful roster.
What's his back? Is he DC originally?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a defensive guy for sure.
He doesn't call anything.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mike Tomlin.
I like those types.
Yeah,
of head
Mike
coaches.
Tomlin doesn't call offense. He doesn't call defense. He is just an organizer Manager. Of men. He's just, this is it. He's a herder. This is it. You go this way. Have fun, guys. Anything else?
Bears.
Then that is going to be a wrap on episode 43. Again, draft day, boys. We are 30 minutes, maybe an hour away from glory. Do your research. Believe in value.
Did none. How many mock drafts do you guys do? Joe?
I didn't do a lot of mocking, but I did make a spreadsheet.
Is the binder back?
Light.
Binder light.
I've never done a mock draft.
Same. No mocks.
Two-time champ. I do multiples.
Many mocks.
What you gonna do?
Big-time mock guy.
Guys, so again, we're on Facebook, the Bare Minimum Podcast, on Twitter, at the Bare Min Pod. Instagram's up and running, at the Bare Min Podcast. Venmo, tip jar's always open if you're looking to sponsor. Venmo, always open, at the Bare Min Pod. Guys, I'm gonna go win a championship. See red, bear down. Love you guys.
Bears.
Bears.
Bears, I'm your champion. I am your champion right now. Look at me. Look me in the eyes.
Just play the outro.
Fraudulent.
Outro.
Play the outro.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold
digger, but she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. The boys are back. Girl, go ahead, get down. Not that guy. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. How big are you on sports? Get down, girl, go ahead. Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but and then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Cavs.
Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Wow. Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love and celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.